Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. For the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus. That is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Now, I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media Radio Station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's most valuable player awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences in Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences in Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's most valuable player awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now, I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's most valuable player awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's most valuable player awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal,
everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bride.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden hosted a dinner for the Pacific leaders who are attending the APEC summit in San Francisco. He also continued to discuss his Wednesday meeting with Xi Jinping. He called it a good, straightforward conversation.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Israeli troops continue to occupy the main hospital in Gaza. They say they've seen evidence that Hamas was using that hospital, something Hamas denies. Congressman George Santos of New York says he will not seek re-election after the release of a House Ethics Committee report found he sought to personally profit from his candidacy for office. And repairs on a section of Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles damaged by fire are going better than expected, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says all lanes are set to reopen by Tuesday. This is ABC News. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murder in the 2022 killing of professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in Austin, Texas. Armstrong faces up to life in prison. But the second year in a row, the U.S. received close to a failing grade on its preterm birth rate.
The report by the nonprofit March of Dimes says the U.S. remains, quote, the most dangerous of developed nations for childbirth. ABC's Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
D plus, that is our grade for preterm birth, second year in a row. This is a national embarrassment. We have to do better.
The report also found racial disparities, saying Black and American Indian Alaskan Native women are 54% more likely to have a preterm birth compared to white women. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There were two unanimous winners for baseball's most valuable player awards, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League. In the American League, it was Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels. It's the first time in history that both winners were unanimous choices. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll